This is Twit.
Start with Renee. What should Apple do at this point?
Yeah, I think that they should switch the reporting. They should switch the parental notification to a parental block, so the parent doesn't have any knowledge of the specific photos. It just blocks the kid from getting it. And I think they should move the on-device matching into a separate relay server, the way Private Relay works, so that they're not on our device. It's like the warehouse company doesn't get to come to my house and look at the stuff before I store it at the warehouse place. Even if they're picking it up, they don't get to look through the boxes before they pick it up. Just get, you know, if you want to do that at the warehouse. And if Apple wants zero knowledge, put in a relay server so they only ever have the first layer of decryption on the relay server, the second layer of decryption at Apple, and then I think they get what they want, and the argument about invasiveness goes away.
You agree, Andy? What would you recommend?
I don't think Apple has made a strong case for why they have to do this processing on device instead of in the cloud. I think that the only practical reason I come up with is that maybe they simply don't want to have to burn up their own server CPU cycles doing these hash matches. They would much rather burn CPU cycles on the device to do that instead. The industry has done this on cloud servers across the industry. There's precedent for it. If people have objections to this, they will not have any new objections to the way that Apple's doing it if they're doing it on the cloud. And I think that Renee made a very good point, that I think that just culturally Apple believes that, hey, if I do this on device, that by its very nature, this makes it more private and safe than doing it on one of the servers that we ourselves own. And I also think that a lot of the fine details about this need to be reevaluated, such as, again, keeping kids safe not only from predators online but from their own parents and their own guardians. I don't think that at minimum enough people have been satisfied that this is a safe system for children that are in danger in that way. At worst, I think that there are indeed serious flaws that Apple should be compelled to address. So this has not been done exceptionally well, I think.
What do you think, Alex? What should Apple do?
I don't think there's anything to be done. like I think that they just stay the course at this point. I mean, there's not really any, they can't pull back. I mean, they're not going to be able to, you know, enforcement agencies and everything else. They've opened up a can of worms. They've opened up a Pandora's box that can't be closed, you know, and I think that they're, I agree probably with Renee that that's what I would love to see them do. I don't think they're going to. I think that it's now you just kind of batten down the hatch and you know, just try to weather the next 2 or 3 weeks and hope people let it wander off. But I think that it just really undermines the user trust that they've spent so much time building, you know, around the device. You know, I think that's the real challenge is how do they get themselves out of that.
Would this change your decision to use an iPhone?
No. No. I'm frustrated, you know, but I'm not going to, where am I going to go?
Andy, you're already an Android user. Would you not use an iPhone because of this?
No, but if this had been as bad as people had been worrying before, if there had been a proactive on-device scanning of photos on device, if any situation in which the device is constantly scanning for evidence that I might have committed a crime, that's a hard damn no. I might have even stopped using my iPad if that had been part of the rules of using it. I am a suspect simply by virtue of the fact that I'm putting photos on this device. That's a hard no, but that's not the case here.
How about you, Renee? Would this change your? I think you're kind of, unfortunately, you're kind of
change.
You kind of have to use the iPhone.
I walked away from Microsoft because they weren't serving my needs. I'd walk away from Apple in a heartbeat if they stopped serving my needs. With this, the easy out, it's not an easy out. It's a horrible out. But the out is like you don't enable those services. You don't have, your kid don't have a choice, or turn off that photo library because that turns off the entire system at the hash generation level. Turn off iCloud photo library. Nothing gets processed on your device. The bigger concern I have right now is that we are, as a people, we are no longer like 20 years ago. We have such high brand affinity and such low attention span that, and I'm not doing this for false equivalency or to try to like whataboutism it, but Like, every company has their scandal. Samsung has exploding phones, and Sony rootkits people, and Lenovo does person in the middle attacks for adware, and the list, and Google like steals Wi-Fi. Like, the list goes on and on, and we don't, like, 2 weeks later, we don't even think about it. And that's, and Facebook and Cambridge Analytica and PsyOps, we don't even think about it anymore. There's no long-term consequences to doing these things. It becomes a two-week news cycle, and then we forget about it. And this, a lot of stuff is so important. It should never happen. And my fear is, like, again, in 2 weeks, no one will be talking about it.
Well, and that's probably the argument for why Apple should just stay the course at this point, because how are they going to lose any business? Probably
we'll
not.
We'll get new iPhones and we'll forget, right? There'll be an iPhone 13, it'll be shiny and we'll forget.
Yeah.
It just makes it less clear. Like, it's just, and I think that's going to be the hard part. And I think that we as, I mean, our governments are very afraid of us, because people are able to organize at a level that has never been in the history of mankind, has never been possible, and so we just have to be very careful of where they're taking away our ability to do that, because a lot of this is coming from governments being very afraid that they're losing positive control of their population, and so we just have to be very, very, and this is all governments, not just the Chinese and the
right,
Russians.
Exactly.
And so, and because the population now can self-organize very, very fast, and for good and bad.
For good and for ill.
Yeah. So I think that, so governments are afraid of that. But I think that we have to be very careful about how quickly this becomes something that we really wish hadn't happened.
Yeah. I one of the broader things that I've been thinking about over the weekend, the first step to larger clarity over my feelings on this issue is, I do believe that as a large principle that we have the right to control the devices that we own. And that usually I speak about that in terms of, if I have a phone, I should be able to do whatever I want with it. If I should be able to install whatever software I want, I should be able to replace the bootloader if I want to do that. But I also believe that applies to Apple, that they own the iCloud servers. They have the right to control whether or not this is being used to transact imagery and content that they feel as though they have a power to stop. And so within the limitations that this is only a feature that happens if I choose to put my photos onto their servers, that's the linchpin of my acceptance of Apple's, not necessarily the rightness of them doing this, but their ability to do this, and why I have to respect that right of them to do it. Implementation is a different thing, but I will absolutely not say that it's not right for the owner of a server to want to control how that server is being used out in the world, and the damage that's being done to people through hardware that they're buying, they're maintaining, that they're maintaining the connection to. They have that right, just as I feel as though I have the right to do whatever I want with my phone.
Yeah, I think that I don't have any problem with cloud servers making sure that no stuff they don't want, whether it's child pornography or a copyright material, is stored there. That's their right, and they should be able to do that, and you have the right not to use them. Is it the case, Renee, that if I turn off iCloud photo sharing, all three of these initiatives stop? Like, even
No.
They still scan phones.
No, the parent is control. Yeah, the parent is in control of the parent can choose to enable it or not enable it for the messenger safety feature, because that's under parental controls. You as a, for the CSAMS detection, if you turn off iCloud Photo Library, it's only done on upload. And the way it's architected is that it requires a server-side secret to even open the headers on the that wrap up. The vouchers are double wrapped, basically, and the headers can't even open. But Apple has said earlier today, they did an interview with Matthew Panzerino on TechCrunch, that once you turn that off, the entire system just dies. Like, nothing, they're not even generating neural hashes anymore at that point.
So that's just for people to know, that's the way you can privatize
your phone. The sad
thing
with this, though, is that regardless of, some people are just privacy absolutists. Doesn't matter if it's like terrorist propaganda or CSA. They just don't believe anyone has any business to look at their stuff. And until now, iCloud was an option because Apple just wasn't looking at anything. Google was, Microsoft was, and now there's no mainstream. There's not even any boutique options. You've got to basically sync over a cable to your Mac or PC and then handle your own offsite backups from there. So it does for people who are fundamentalist privacy absolutists, they have no easy option anymore.
I should, by the way, recommend youtube.com/Renee Ritchie. His most recent video, The Ugly Truth About Apple's Privacy Panic, is a very clear description of what they're doing, exactly how it works. So if you are still, kind of in mystery about all this, and I wouldn't be surprised if you are, I know I am, That's the place to go. I like you, Renee. I stopped using Windows because I was tired of Microsoft for a variety of reasons, and I'm very happy using Linux. You can, there is an option if you want to get away from all this, to go to an Android device, probably a Pixel, and then replace the stock Android with something like Calyx OS, which is privacy focused ROM that is Android but is de-Googled. So it is, I think, if you care, there are ways to, I think you probably can't get away from it entirely.
It's less convenient. The service, because the services are, it requires so much money to do the convenient services. That's the whole problem here. Why we use this stuff, why we make these deals, why we use Facebook, why we use Google is because it is so good.
Yeah. I have to say, before next month and my decision to buy another iPhone, and probably before October in my decision to buy another MacBook Pro, I'm going to really have to think hard about this. I'm very happy with Linux. I probably will buy the new Pixel phone and I'll put Calyx on it. And if those two solutions suit, I might well do that. Not so much just as a statement, you know, that I want to use privacy forward stuff.